Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you already know it's Which One Wednesday. It's mic'd up. It's Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. It's the morning shift. It's the top of the hour, unlike how we normally do this at 7:40. Nonetheless, it's the same competition that you know and love. It's Which One Wednesday, where I give Tiffany and Bo a situation. They have to pick which side they're on, and then Dylan, debate style, judges their answers and awards a winner at the end of the segment. You guys strapped in and ready. You look locked in and ready to go. I love it. It's beautiful outside. It's a nice fall day, and we're going to start because I've been watching Derrick Henry highlights. Here's the question. You're a coach. You're on the hot seat. Your general manager comes to you and says, we can sign one generational running back. Do you want Adrian Peterson or do you want Derrick Henry? Do you want Adrian Peterson, AP, or do you want Derrick Henry as part of your squad in a must-win season? Tiffany, we'll start with you.
This is hard. I'm going to go on what have you done for me lately. So I guess I will say Derrick Henry. And that is no disrespect to Adrian Peterson, who is obviously a phenomenal running back. But if looking at what Derrick Henry has done as of late, what he had 199
rushing yards. On just pace for another 2,000.
And also the fact that like there's just a whole bunch of teams that probably could have had him. Not looking at you, Dallas, but I express interest. So I just think that people
counted
him out.
We couldn't afford him.
Mm-hmm. We didn't
people
have the money for that.
People counted him out. And I've always been on the side, and I've said on this show, you just never count Derrick Henry out. He's a beast of a running back. He's like 6'3", and moving the way he does, I don't know. He stays in great shape over the offseason, too, based on the workouts that he shares. So,
what do you think, Bo? Would you rather have, in a do-or-die season, a hot seat season, would you rather have Derrick Henry or Adrian Peterson?
Well, the real answer is Derrick Henry, because I'm a huge Derrick Henry fan. I mean, the man is a beast. He is. I think somebody said it the best. You might have said this to me. If aliens invaded, you'd put him. You'd send him up. He would be a guy that would go to meet the aliens
yes,
and be like,
would.
"This is man," yeah. And it would be Derrick Henry
so
standing there.
Would prevent them from attacking, is what you're saying?
Well, no, you just present. be like, "Hey, this is the best we have to offer," and it's Derrick mother freaking Henry, and you'd be like, "Case closed." And the aliens would be like,
"Hell yeah, we're good."
We're good, man. We appreciate y'all. We're gonna go invade another life form. They wouldn't even. You never know that there's people like me there.
You're like, wow, that guy looks like us. Yeah. The aliens are
look
like,
at
oh
it.
Man, oh, that's
I
cool.
mean, oh, I don't want to blank with that.
Yeah.
And then you don't show people like me, and they leave.
Yeah,
you know?
Looks no
they
fun.
Don't think we're weak.
We're not
you know
gonna
what?
Pick on that guy.
That's my answer.
All right, how about this side? We're all in the media business now. I'm not asking if you'd rather play. Simply what you'd rather cover, all right, as a media member. Would you rather do Thursday night football or Monday night football? Thursday night, we've obviously had a ton of primetime games here in Atlanta here recently. Would you rather cover Thursday night football or Monday night football? And Bo, we'll start with you.
I'll start this show. Thursday night football, it's easy, so easy of an answer, because guess what? I'm going to work from Monday to Thursday night, and then I'm going to party Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You got the whole week off. And then, boom, about Monday afternoon, I start locking it back in, start my work week with a little Monday night football, and then I go ham into my research, and then, boom, I'm back at it on a Friday night. Mm. Thursday night football, baby.
Right. What do you think,
well,
Tiff?
Well, you took my answer, because it would have been Thursday night football. It still is Thursday night football, just for the sheer reason that you can actually enjoy the full weekend. So not just NFL sitting on your couch on Sunday, but you also get college football on Saturday without having to worry about preparing for a game on Sunday.
I'll be honest with you, Tiff. I cannot believe you're not pushing back on him more of him saying, well, I got to focus on that Monday Night Football game all weekend. You ain't focusing on nothing on Friday and Saturday. You're going to do the same things you do on a Thursday night
You don't
game.
Know me.
Yes, I do.
You don't know
yes,
me.
Yes, I do.
I only have like, I have to travel and I have to be confined to hotel room and whatever the New York media market is watching that weekend, college football wise.
All right, let's move on.
You don't know
who needs to have a bigger game tomorrow for the Atlanta Falcons in order for them to win. Who needs to have a bigger game? Is it Drake London or is it AJ Terrell? Bo, we'll start with you. Drake London or AJ Terrell?
Oh boy, AJ, because I need AJ. I think a
you
big.
You started with him last time.
I think a big
no,
game.
I switch it up.
I think a big game from AJ Terrell is keeping an explosive play from Godwin or Mike Evans. Mike Evans has 11 touchdowns against the Falcons. He has 27 in his career against the NFC South. 22 of them came against the Falcons and the Panthers. That's disturbing in its own right. But Chris Godwin, and I don't think AJ is going to follow, right? Because I think he's going to have Godwin at times and Evans. Chris Godwin has almost 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns in 13 games against the Falcons. So I need A.J. Terrell to be the guy I'm paying him to be. I need the big game to come from him. I can expect other guys in the offense to step up, or maybe the defense will just score touchdowns like we did last week. I don't know. Hmm.
Tiff, what do you think? Who needs to have a bigger game tomorrow
Again,
for the Atlanta
I
Falcons?
I co-signed on what Bo said as well. And last year, even though they lost in that last meeting against the Bucs over the season, they did do a good job in containing Mike Evans. So I would say exactly what Bo said, but because he got to go first twice, well, there we go.
All right. Just a riveting answer right there. Let's let's go to how about this? Let's do this one. What of these events would Dylan do better at? All right, Dylan, the guy behind the glass right now, which one of these events would he have a better chance of winning? Chess versus Kirk Cousins? Or boxing versus Bradley Pinion. If Dylan.
Just you
picture
want me
him
to go
squaring
first?
Up.
No, I can go first.
I'm picturing him squaring up with
whatever.
Bradley Pinion right now. It's cracking me up. Does you want to do boxing against Bradley Pinion or chess versus Kirk Cousins? Which one is Dylan going to do better at, the
be
judge
careful,
of this competition?
Be careful. Be careful. That's all I'll say to both.
You want me to,
Bradley Pinion has some size on him. We emceed a dog fashion show together. So
he's a big dude.
He's a big dude. I would not put Dylan up against him boxing. I think you might get tatted up. So I will say chess against
Ooh.
Kirk Cousins.
Ooh.
Ooh. And only because I don't want to see you get beat up in the boxing ring.
She
by
said you get
Bradley
squared
Pinion.
Up by BP.
That's what
by
I think
by a punter,
would happen.
Bro. She said
she
you get squared up by
get
a punter.
Tatted.
What do you
tatted.
She did.
You would.
What do you think, Bo? Who does he have a better chance against? Boxing, Bradley Pinion, or chess versus Kirk Cousins?
Well, I think either one's going to be a long afternoon for Dylan. But I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be a lot better of an afternoon if you get beat in chess by Mr. Coles, Kirk Cousins, because then he'll probably take you for some Starbucks or something. But Bradley Pinion's going to knock your ass out. I think Bradley Pinion might knock everybody at this radio station out. He is as big of a punter as we clearly have. If our punter had if we had a UFC fight between punters and NFL, ours is coming out the champion.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because pound for pound, he's a bad mother.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. How about this one? What's more surprising? What's more surprising in the NFL right now? The 4-0 Vikings or the 0-4 Jags? The 4-0 Vikings? Or the 0-4 Jags. Which one is more surprising?
They started the season 8-3 last year before the collapse took place.
Yeah, they were the toast of the town for a little bit.
They were. So that's why it is shocking to see that basically, I think they pretty much have the same team. Has now trotted out here and is 0-4 on the season.
Aside from Calvin Ridley, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of blame being passed around, it seems there. A little bit of turmoil. Yeah. So I think that is shocking to go from being near the top, and you thought they would recover, to now being what they are.
You got it, Bo. Which one's
it's
more shocking?
It's the Vikings. Holy crap. I almost said another bad word. Sam Darnold? You had Sam Darnold coming out and just playing like this. I mean, he's up there looking like Tom Brady or something. You got one of the best pass rush defenses in the league. And they let their pass rusher go, and Danielle Hunter, they go sign Jonathan Grenard, which looked like a cheaper deal, and they are absolutely getting after dudes up there on their front. I am shocked because honestly, I don't think O'Connell? Is that the coach?
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell. I don't think anybody ever gave him the credit that he was as good of a coach as he is. He has been phenomenal having his team ready. For me, it's the Vikings all day long. And all right. That's amazing.
Let's go to this one, and I teased it before the break. Which one would Bo have a better shot of winning? Arm wrestling versus Drake London or racing Matthew Bergeron? I'm going to assume that Matthew Bergeron ran a 5.2 or something like that at his pro day. I don't know that Bo can squeeze out a 5.2. Drake London's not throwing up 20 reps
down.
Either.
Matthew, you would.
You think he'd outrun Matthew Bergeron?
No. Sorry, I was saying he would not.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be able to outrun Matthew Bergeron. Arm wrestling versus Drake London is the other option.
There really is.
She has no faith in you, bro.
No.
She has no faith in you.
You would lose both, so I can't pay. I abstain from answering this question.
Oh, wow.
Well, like I said earlier, I don't know what hurts me more. The fact that y'all just ignore what I say, or you only get upset when each other makes a shot at y'all. I'm just used to the catching the strays from Tiffany.
Are you going for the sympathy vote?
Here's
You've
the deal, man.
You've already won this thing.
Here's
anyway.
The deal. Foot race all the way, because I mean, big men sometimes they'll trip on their own feet.
He's an offensive lineman, light as a feather, floating on his feet. And,
yeah, when he's going backwards or standing still, but we're going in a foot race.
I got one more. Who would be better at writing songs? Would it be, would it be Dylan writing country music, or would it be Bo writing hip hop? Which would have a better song being written?
Would it be Dylan
writing country music, or Bo writing hip hop?
Dylan country music. Yeah. I think Dylan would write like sappy country music.
I can get in my feels.
That's what I think you would do.
I think I could win me a Grammy as a country artist.
I got some thoughts on that, though.
I wish y'all could see the look on Bo's face.
Let me tell you something. I think Dylan is one of the hardest working, kindest hearted kids that I've worked in this business with.
Called you a kid.
But I'm going to tell you something. He knows less about the country than he does the streets. I would dominate him because I can tell you I've been in the streets more than Dylan has.
Wow.
It's the pasta ready to blast
this
you.
This is a good time, Dylan, to ask you who won today, Dylan.
Well, despite Bo's absolutely ludicrous answer at the end.
I already said he won. You don't have to announce anything.
Bo is the winner, despite his ludicrous answer at the end.
Really?
He put in a strong performance besides that answer.
He's dominant. Dominant in this set. Anyway, thanks for playing.
Champ is here.
Okay. All right. Well, when we come back here, Braves are in a critical situation. They lost game one of the wild card series to the Padres. Now they got to get back after it in game two. And a three-game set that goes down tonight, we'll discuss next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Thursday night football is upon us, but first tonight we do have the Braves going back at it against the Padres in game two of the wild card series.
Yeah, we need Max Fried from Friday night against
maximum
against a playoff team as well. You know, I don't think people really realize that the Royals, when they came in here last weekend, were a playoff team, and all they had to do was win or another team lose for them to clinch. Well, they didn't win Friday night because Maximum Fried, I mean, just went through them. Absolutely. I mean, it was You know, it was like White Castle after a drinking night goes through you the next morning. You know what I mean? That's the way he went through that lineup. And they still clinched.
The visuals in my head right
now. We need that guy. The guy, just like King went through us last night.
I think what you're trying to say is if the Padres don't score, they can't win. Right? And that's really got to be the game plan for the Braves tonight.
But here's the reality. If we don't score, we can't win either.
Both things are true.
And so
both things are true.
I thought when I asked Grant about what to do with the lineup, and he said, yeah, I don't really know what you can do. Maybe you switch Soler and Ozzie. I think that's exactly what you do. Because I think Ozzie's a dangerous hitter, and he obviously showed that on Monday afternoon. But the reality is if Michael Harris was to get a leadoff hit like he did last night, then I got to go through Soler, Ozuna, and Olson. Those are three straight. Now, you can say that he still had to do it in some form last night, but it was just reversed. I just think that maybe makes it tricky because Soler has been hitting decent lately. In fact, he hit pretty well in that Mets game. That one that you won, he at one point was the only run because he had doubled, and he doubled again later in the game. I would tweak it just a little bit just to see if I get anything different, but Musgrove is a guy that you can hit, you have hit, including this year.
All right. That is tonight, Braves and Padres. Tomorrow, it is Thursday Night Football between the Falcons and the Buccaneers. We talked a lot about a pass rush on this show. How can they affect quarterback Baker Mayfield, who is really good at extending plays with his legs?
I think the first thing is you got to win on first down, and it sounds silly. Why are you talking about first down when that's probably a rundown in a lot of situations? And it's probably 60-40 these days when you say run pass option most teams.
Maybe.
But I think
we're talking about, but yeah.
But you got to, if you win on first down, and what I mean by win on first down is keep, you know, three or less. I think you can. You're good because now you're going to kind of put them where they want to throw the ball, but you just can't give up big plays and anything over 4 yards to an offense on first down, because then it makes it so much harder for you to stop a conversion with the way everything is, especially the way you're playing off of guys. To me, Mike, that's the first thing. Can you get them in second and third in long situations where you can maybe dial something up, or you can almost afford to play a little bit tighter?
Yeah. And look, man, I'll be honest with you. If I'm game planning the Buccaneers after watching what last week was, and I know how bad we've struggled on the pass rush and everything else, I'm almost calling a spade and saying, I'll just drop eight. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just drop eight in the covers. I think you kind of do the opposite, and I think you kind of alluded to this earlier. I think you'd be better off running some run blitzes on maybe first down and then dropping eight in the coverage on third if you can get them in that situation, because they're getting it out so fast, and they kind of run the empty sets and they run the quick throws, a lot of screens in the flat and everything else, getting linemen out in front, other people blocking. They do such a good job of just getting out of his hands that I don't know that you even want to waste your time trying to say, well, we got an edge rush. I don't think you'll get home, man. I really don't. And so I think it's going to be a lot of frustration for that unit up front if and when you get to third and seven and you don't get home because he's getting it out so freaking fast.
Why don't we run some more twists or stunts or something? I haven't seen a ton. I know we've some here, but I feel like last year we did a lot of that, and it helped some with the pass rush. Can we do some of that stuff up front and kind of give them something to get confused on and maybe miss an assignment on?
We've seen a fair amount. It hasn't been a ton, and a lot of it has involved Caden Ellis, the linebacker core, and other people beginning to do some things. Then also last week you started to see them kind of bringing in secondary blitzes. We mentioned how big the sack was from D. Alford. And so I think that's going to be a big component moving forward. But like I said, I think you just have to pick your spots. I think situationally you have to be careful with what you're doing down in and down out, because I think that me and you have talked about kind of Philadelphia's effort, that Sunday day game, they're in the sun. I think a lot of it had to do up front with the fact that they're just not getting home. It almost feels like if you give effort in the first 2 seconds of a play and you're one of those defensive linemen, it feels like you're wasting your time. It feels like you're wasting your effort. Then all of a sudden you get hit in the mouth and you're like, man, I didn't expect that. It's because they've lulled you to sleep by saying you can't rush the passer and they're getting the ball out right now.
So you look at this matchup then. If they win this, then the following week you got the Panthers, right? So they could potentially be 3-0 in Division South play. Really, how big would a win be tomorrow night?
Well, it's huge because, look, New Orleans was coming in. They were 2-1 coming in. You knocked them to 2-2. You got a division win over them. Now you're at the same record with them, but they got the same. But you got a division win. You beat Tampa Bay on Thursday night, and now you're at 3-2, where they'd be 3-2. You have a game in hand over them, and you'd be 2-0 in the division. It's everything. Look, you get two wins every time you beat your opponent. You're a division opponent in my eyes. Maybe you look at it, but you not only do you get a division win, but you get a win over them. And if you finish with the same record as Tampa Bay and you won the season series, boom. Or if you finish with the same record as Tampa Bay, but you have a better division record, hey, there you go. You've got the tiebreaker. So these division wins are important. You have to win games in conference and in division. Those are the ones that count the most when you're trying to get a playoff spot if you have tiebreakers that come into play. But more importantly, you're beating a rival and you're beating a team you're going head-to-head with.
Well, let me underline the importance of that, too, because you have a tough game against a good Tampa Bay team. Let's just say on the flip side, if you don't win it, Carolina's playing Chicago this week. Now, it's at Soldier Field. It's up in Chicago, but it's going to be an early game. That's a winnable game for Carolina, and I think that people kind of lose sight of that. This is not Bryce Young's Carolina team, right? This is Andy Dalton's Carolina team right now, and they're a lot better off than they were with Bryce Young at the helm. So just look at the fact that you could see Carolina maybe creep to 2-3. If you slide to 2-3, then all of a sudden you're playing them the next week. You don't want that scenario either. So I think you have to kind of underline, you know, the importance of this game. It's a Thursday night. You ought to, you know, you're both coming off short weeks, but I don't think anybody will have a problem finding the energy in terms of hitting the field tomorrow night. And hopefully the Falcons can go out and put their best foot forward and show some kind of offensive identity the way you have not really through most of the season so far.
Yeah, I think a fast start is crucial. You know, you didn't get off to a fast start last week against New Orleans. I didn't feel like, I mean, you took that first drive, then you stalled. You did get the touchdown, but offensively, you didn't get a fast start. Defensively, you allowed them to go down the field twice in the first two drives and put 14 points on the board. You know, you're going to come in here banged up a little bit because you're tired. It's a short week, but so are they. You know, they are too, and they are going to do everything they can to try to get neutralize you. You are one of the better teams on first and second down at getting first downs, but you're also the worst team. You are, hold on, wait for it. Oh, yeah, you're 29th on third down conversions. That is brutal. You have to keep drives going. You have to get in a rhythm and possess the ball. Because a short week, your defense is already going to be a little tired after a long week last week when they're on the field for so long. Again, help them out.
And I met the president again.
Again.
When we come back, we'll find out what's coming up on the steakhouse with Steak and his steak tips. Stay with us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are back here on the morning shift. You finished your Lunchable. Was it everything you'd hoped and dreamed it would be?
It was. It charged me up. I even told the Lunchables people on the Twitter about it. I said, hey, man, that Lunchables was good.
I'm trying to get free Lunchables.
Tiff, can I tell this story real quick before we get to
steak
tips?
You can do whatever
tips?
You want.
Okay. Then that's exactly what I'll do. So there is a certain situation in a male bathroom where two guys stand next to each other, a urinal. Sometimes the conversation's good. Sometimes you just don't talk. We walked in there a minute ago. Bo's next to me, and he goes, man, really worried about this situation down at the ports. And I was like, what are you talking about?
You haven't heard about this?
I understand. I'm probably the least plugged in as far as, like, news of anybody, you know, in this building. But I was like, what? It's just the most random thought as Bo's kind of looking up at the wall and the ceiling of, like, what is this guy talking about right now?
Well, this stuff with the ILA is serious. I mean, we're not going to have any of our products at all if these guys aren't working or unloading the ships at the docks and the ports. Steak will tell you all about it. Steak's a businessman. He knows he won't have his cheeseburger Instagram videos anymore if he don't have the burgers to do it or the cheese or whatever he needs.
I think the burgers will be in better shape than, say, you know, stereo equipment.
Right,
you know?
TVs.
Right, yes. Yeah, I think we'll still be able to get ground beef.
let's get to some steak tips.
Depends on where you get your beef from.
Wow, exciting.
Good
exciting
morning.
Stuff. Good morning. Great to see everybody.
You usually lead with good morning. I tried to meet you in the middle right there. But, you know.
I love it when you meet me in the middle.
Yeah, you like that?
Somebody should write a song.
You like that? Reaching across the aisle?
Yeah. Stuck in the middle. Anyways, so big Falcon game tomorrow night. We're five games in once the Falcons and Bucks play, which is, in the old days, about a third of a way through the season. Mm. We spend – How much time do we spend at training camp and then waiting for the season after that, that interminable stretch when the last preseason game and you wait like 12 days to start playing games? But I would argue all of training camp. Like, there's nothing I like less than trying to figure out when you're sitting at training camp how a season's going to go. Because every season in sports, in the NFL or a team itself, gives you storylines that nobody saw coming, right?
The more and more I visit training camps, and I've been a part of a few of them, yes, the more I realize I have no idea what the season's going to look like.
Same thing at spring training. I've been to so many spring trainings. Everything else. So my point is, the NFL gives you storylines. Some of them aren't complicated. The Chiefs will be good. Pat Mahomes may not play well, but they'll find a way to win. The 49ers are the best talent in the NFL. That's all gone according to plan. But it's the reality show that is the NFL. So I have five or six of the stories that nobody saw coming as we talk about all the things we talked about for those 6 weeks. None of them were these topics. Right at the top being that the Minnesota Vikings would get rid of Kirk Cousins and realize they're in better shape than they've ever been. The Sam Darnold story and the Vikings are just something special.
Yeah, to see him be able to kind of resurrect his career after being a top draft pick.
Yeah, but bounced around.
Yeah.
Who was it? Belichick said the only team that didn't like the Jets, that didn't like Sam Darnold, was the Jets. Did you hear that? Everybody else kind of always liked his talent. Listen, he's got 11 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. There's nothing fluky. If you watch them in the first half against Green Bay, they were was it Green Bay? They were blowing them out.
Yeah. They were up 28-0, I think.
I mean, just a well-run organization, top to bottom, that absolutely nothing fluky about it. No, Steelers will have to see. They are a surprise for sure in that division. And I'm not so sure how real it is. If you watch the Vikings' scores and opponents, that's real. First time you saw it was week 2 when the 49ers came in. Vikings were a 5-point underdog. They blew out the 49ers. Then they go on the road to Green Bay. The Steelers, let's see what they do against Dallas this week.
Well,
Justin Fields still a story, but Sam Darnold, the Vikings, bigger story.
Yeah, the Steelers' story is their defense, okay? The Steelers will go as far as their defense goes. They have a top-5 defense. They have the best pass rush in the NFL right now. He led the league last year in sacks. They will go as far as their defense as long as they don't make mistakes on offense and they protect the ball.
Yeah, but I mean, remember how he sat there and said the Falcons can't lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which was kind of, well, maybe we weren't dumb enough to say that. You guys, I think by the time game time, we realized their defense was so good we could lose that game. But nobody thought Justin Fields would be the starting quarterback and have the record he has. But the Vikings are at the top of the strong. I'll put, Jaden Daniels, obviously, in the Commanders, that this quickly he would be the... I mean, maybe that's everybody knew he was an electrifying player, but to see him play at this level this quick and the accuracy. I mean, what fan base is more excited to have lost their owner and lost their previous quarterbacks and know we're going to be watching this? It's like being in Atlanta when Mike Vick showed up.
What a new chapter for them. And look, it goes back to all the way when we're doing draft prep and Rusty's on your show and he's going, I will help this man move. If we can get Jaden Daniels, I will help this man move.
Are you the one that said when you were going to talk about Thomas Dimitroff when he was here live?
Yes.
And he said, what should the Falcons – we're talking about the Falcons. He goes, I would do everything possible to trade up for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I was like, we already have a quarterback. It's like, I don't care.
That guy
is a generational player. That's what he said.
I love all the comments that even during the draft and even now you hear from other teams like, oh, it's a good college offense. I don't care what it is. They freaking score.
Yeah, so they're a great story. I'll stay on the positive side that Josh Allen and the Bills, look at that division, right? You talk about a moribund division. Patriots are the worst team in football.
Yep.
Miami's going absolutely nowhere. My condolences to anyone who has Tyreek Hill like myself in fantasy. That's a disaster.
Hey, I appreciate it. So, you know, that what happened last week has got me and Micah fantasy
win.
That's
a 1-point win
on
Monday night.
And then the Jets, that's a story. They're a completely ordinary football team. Garrett Wilson having an awful year. Aaron Rodgers, okay. I mean, so Buffalo, by far, the class of the division, and Josh Allen could care less about Stephon Diggs being there, balling out. Everyone thought this division's a 3-tier race, Tua, Aaron, Josh Allen, not even close to the case. I'll put Aaron Rodgers, I'll put the other story, that Kirk Cousins would be this, I'm not going to say bad, but 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, the worst statistics of his career since his second year in the league, and that the Falcons would have the 29th offense in the NFL scoring touchdowns. Is that not a storyline nobody predicted?
Yeah, I mean, nobody predicted that or how bad they'd be on third down conversions. No, I mean, no one.
I mean, Kirk Cousins has got four touchdowns and four picks. It's not like he's a running quarterback, right? You have that if you're Justin Fields or Jaden Daniels. But, like, that's, again, you sit there, you go, oh, there's Drake, there's Kyle, there's Bijan, and the NFL takes on its own personality. So quarterbacks are always a story in the league. The ordinary Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins, I don't think people saw coming as well. And on the upside, you know, when quarterbacks emerge, it's great. And Baker Mayfield's in that class as well. Although they're a playoff team last year, and they won a playoff game last year. So,
and I like what they're doing with him. Like, he got completely hammered against Denver. I think they got him like 7 or 8 times. What they did last week, good defensive front. They just got the ball out so quickly. Mike and I watched it. And he looked like a shortstop.
And Detroit, Detroit being the best team in the NFL.
Dude,
maybe
how
right
about
now.
That game last week with Jared Goff going perfect?
18 of 8.
And then Dan Campbell saying, I didn't even give him the game ball. Yeah, give it to J-Mo.
He says, I gave it to the
guy. Well, you know what? You know a guy's played well for an entire year when he can't get a game ball at 18 for 18 because he's probably gotten a bunch of them, right?
Yeah. That's a good point. I mean, that guy's just been a great point.
He's been so solid for so long. Yeah. Anyways, Sandy in the house. Lots on the Braves, obviously, and everything else happening on the Steakhouse.
There you go.
All right, you got us covered. That's it for us here on the Morning Shift. Steakhouse is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.